but the sun is still asleep under the sheets. I'm dreary as a dream. Things are as hard as you like.
FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
It's just after 4 o'clock with Dino on your radio, and here's what's making waves in Vancouver. Canada Post workers are on strike as of today, after the union says was a year of bargaining with little progress. So heads up, mail and parcels will not be processed or delivered for the duration of the strike, and service guarantees will be impacted for items already in the postal network. So if you already sent something and it hasn't arrived, it's going to be in limbo for a while. As well, Canada Post says no new items will be accepted until the strike is over. The union has agreed to continue delivering government benefit checks, old age security, and Canada pension plan checks, as well as that will be during the labor disruption. They will do that. The 111th Grey Cup Festival has temporarily transformed Vancouver's waterfront at Canada Place, BC Trade and Convention Center, and the street in front, with two zip lines on the waterfront, one above the street and the other over the ocean. There's also a live music stage on the street, and along with other activities on Sunday in and around BC Place. Sunday's Grey Cup football game kicks off at BC Place at 3 p.m., and that would be between Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and you've probably seen it, all the colors around town, Toronto Argos. And on top of that, the next Vancouver Canucks game is against the Chicago Blackhawks. That's on Saturday night, 7 p.m. at Rogers Arena. It'll be a lot of activity in town. The newest Canadian military ship for Arctic and offshore patrols is on the West Coast, HMCS Max Bernays, which has a woman commander as well. And it's open to the public this weekend at the pier. That's the Long Pier in North Vancouver, as this is Fleet Week and they're celebrating. The military refers to this particular ship as the big pickup truck that can carry everything from shipping containers, underwater survey equipment, landing craft, all-terrain vehicles, snowmobiles, and yes, pickup trucks. They have public tours available until 8 o'clock today, Saturday noon till 6, and Sunday noon till 5 p.m. Wave weather, sunshine, little bit of it, and we'll be left before sunset, and we'll have temperatures down to about 4 degrees tonight, maybe some drizzle, same kind of scenario tomorrow, maybe some drizzle. Rain at times heavy Saturday night, though, and back to a chance of showers on Sunday. Right now at 5:55 West Georgia, 7 degrees. here with Dino. It's 4:05. I was watching a YouTube video about how is San Francisco doing? You know, they have homeless, and this guy was reporting on it saying it's better. It's actually nicer. Same kind of a scenario we've got, though. Here's Boss Gags. Low down, Wave 98.3.
She done spent. I swear she must believe it's all hell to say.
Hey boy, you better bring a check around.
To the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down.
Big idea.
Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table, drive it all off. Turn on that old love light, turn it maybe to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess.
Hey, son, you better get on back to town.
Face the sad old truth, the dirty law down. Put those ideas in your head.
Have a Jones for this,
Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at.
You're gonna come back around
to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
I wonder what the
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe, foreplay, blues force. Dino with latest in wave traffic. The border right now looking fabulous. I don't know, 15 minutes or so either way, north or south. I like that. And then we go over to the North Shore. Not as happy over there. Looks like it's one of those experiences where it's just really hard to get across. Now, it's worse if you're going on Highway number 1 down the cut heading to Second Narrows. That's a mess. If you're on Main Marine Drive heading towards Lions Gate, that's really slow. Capilano, not bad. Taylor Way backed up all the way to Highway number 1. Also, if you do get over Second Narrows and you get into Highway number 1 into Burnaby, really, really slow all the way past Willingdon. So, Highway 1, not a happy spot. Over on Highway number 7 by Hope, they've closed it down. There was a big rock slide over there, but most people around here aren't going to be heading that way. But just so you know, you don't want to be on Highway number 7 around Hope. And that's it. That's all we got for you. Everything else is cool and smooth like the music. Vincent and Gala, moving and shaking, Wave 98.3. 3, natural, national treasure, Amy Sky. We love her. Canada's fave. Wicked Game, 424, Dino here. Got a couple things to tell you about. The Crawls, of course, Croissant Crawl. I was hearing Stu Burchetto telling everybody about that earlier, that it's quite the experience, and it is. It continues on till November 21st, and that just means that all around town, there's actually a Croissant Crawl map. You can look it up on the internet, and there's locations all over the place where they have special croissants that are made very custom for people, and you'd be very impressed. We have some on our Facebook page as well. Also, there's the East Van Culture Crawl. I call it the Arts Crawl, but that's happening this weekend as well. I'll have more on that as the weekend progresses. And then the Vancouver Food Tour. Have you heard about this one? I had my own food crawl with Taste Vancouver Food Tours. Rachel, that was just the other night. What a good time. We went down to Gastown, ended up going to all these different locations, started off at the C-Bus Terminal and then wandered down to Gastown, got to see all these neat venues, and then found out about places I wouldn't normally go to, and oh my gosh, there were some incredible things. There was some cauliflower I had down at Meat, which was down at Gastown, some chicken, which was close to the top of Gastown, a place called Goo. I'll get more into that as the weekend goes on, but anyway, just you'll hear more about that. They're a new advertiser, and you'll hear it on the radio.
Make Wave 98.3 your go-to station at home and on the go. Stream us online at wave98.3.fm. Find us on Radio Player Canada. Ask Alexa to play Wave 98.3 or catch us on TuneIn. We stream wherever you do. Tune in and turn it up. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit tastewhiterock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at tastewhiterock.com.
Getting hungry. I think I got to go to some of the more of these food tasting places. We've got some great people telling us where the good food is, so stay tuned on all those details. Now, the thing that I need to tell you about is if you're heading to the Sea to Sky Highway and you're going to be doing it tomorrow, that's when they're expecting 10 to 15 centimeters of snow. It's the big first big snowfall they're going to get. Be prepared. Snow tires, chains, tire studs. That would be a wise choice if you're heading that way. For the rest of us, we're going to get some drizzle maybe tonight, and it just says a small chance of drizzle. Tomorrow, rain at times heavy. So while they're getting snow on the Sea to Sky, we're going to get rain down here, and probably a lot of it too. Then it changes to drizzle, and then it switches back to rain at times heavy Saturday night, back to a chance of showers on Sunday, and the rest of the week a little bit of the same of that, but not as heavy. This is really the burst we're getting. It'll be a little bit on the windy side as well on Saturday, with gusts up to about 60K near the water. Right now at 555 West Georgia, 6 degrees. We're still getting a little sneak peek of that sunset right now, depending where you're watching from in Vancouver. Here's Justin Timberlake, Selfish. You're with Dino at 428, Wave 98.3. It's the weekend.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind, and I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right, 'cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
98.3, the very cool Rob Tardick and Paul Brown. East meets West. 435 Dino here. Wave traffic. Things pretty much stabilized. No accidents to report, but around the bridges, it's always busy, so nothing unusual there. It was very busy in North Vancouver. It still is, but it's kind of peaked out. So just expect delays. It's not going to be a quick, fast getting over the bridges heading into town. That would be southbound. The other thing to be aware of is if BC Ferries is your destination, Swartz Bay, and from Sawasin, there's two sold-out sailings, 5 and 6. They're full. 7 o'clock is the next one. And if you want to go over to Horseshoe Bay, they just filled up the 635, just changed to a sold-out. 1010 is the last one from Horseshoe Bay to Nanaimo. That's the latest in traffic. Here's Gregory Abbott. Shake you down. Gently, let's hope. Wave 98.3. Don't take too much. Nobody's got coin or cash anymore. I guess it'll only be credit cards. It's probably the kids who are shaking it down. Wave 98.3.
Yeah. lovers share some skin. Clouds are shrouding us in moments unforgettable. Your twist to fit the mold that I am in. But things just get so crazy, living life gets hard to do. And I would gladly hit the road, get up and go if I knew that someday you would lead me back to you. That someday you would lead me back to you. That may be all I need. Darkness, she is all I see. Come and rest your bones with me. Drive me slow and certain, and I never want to leave. Sunday morning rain is falling, and I'm calling out to you. Singing someday it'll bring me back to you. Find a way to bring myself back home to you. That may be all I need. In darkness, she is all I see. Come and rest your bones.
Says adulting can't be fun. We sure don't. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Thank you.
Chris Standring and Shadow of Doubt. Dino here, 447, just reminiscing of Jan Arden. Met her a couple times. Man, she is a funny lady. Well, she's decided to put out a new album. It's called Mixtape. The theory is she went back to the 90s in her head. And she's going to be doing covers on this Mixtape CD. So songs like Boys of Summer from Don Henley. She'll do Crazy from Seal, Waterfalls from TLC, Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, and many more. It's going to be pretty fun. She will release that officially January 31st, 2025. So just teasing us right now.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise, it's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Feldazin from the Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by wave983.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave weather, we've got some fog maybe happening in low-lying areas sometime around midnight, they're saying, so drive carefully if you're out late. Drizzle overnight. Yep. And maybe some drizzle in the morning. Rain at times heavy, sometimes Saturday and Saturday night. Temperatures around 4 or 5 degrees tomorrow, warming up to about 9 degrees on Sunday. Chance of showers very small, so it's mostly going to be a dry day. Then it'll take a few days before we actually get back to rain again. That'll be on Tuesday. We expect more. And it's going to be a cloudy week all along. Right now at 555 West Georgia, we're at 6 degrees. Kind of darkness falling downtown. Here's Marvin Gaye. Sexual Healing, Wave 98.3.
It's getting started. This is Gabriel Mark Hasselbach, Juno Award-winning Canadian Hornmeister, and you are enjoying Vancouver's Wave 98.3.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. As we like to say, sacks for consenting adults. Or is that what the buses say? It's Dino. That's Dave Cause. Life in the Fast Lane. And Dave Cause has a show here on this radio station every Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Julian Vaughn will be the featured guest. And coming up, we got some news, and that will be just moments away. Here's Luke McMaster and Lamont Dozier, Wave 98.3.
Standing in a schoolyard in the blazing summer heat. The girls are playing jump rope and I hear a beat. Singing in the choir every Sunday as a boy. Harmony and rhythm, spiritual. Driving through the city, and people fill the street. There's a story to be told with everyone you meet. Everywhere that I go, I listen with my heart. Cause there's some important way everybody plays a part. Bring it on.
CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave983.fm.
It's 5 o'clock with Dino, and here's what's making waves in Vancouver. Canada Post workers are on strike as of today. And after what the union says was a year of bargaining with little progress. So heads up, mail and parcels will not be processed or delivered for the duration of the strike, and service guarantees will be impacted for items already in the postal network. As well, Canada Post says no new items will be accepted until the strike is over. The union has agreed to continue delivering government benefit checks, old age security, and Canada Pension Plan checks during this labor dispute. The 111th Grey Cup Festival is on and temporarily transforming Vancouver's waterfront at Canada Place, BC Trade and Convention Center, and the street in front. Lots of activities down in that area with two zip lines on the waterfront, one above the street and the other over the ocean. There's also a big, huge drone show that's happening tonight at 9:30 p.m. with 1,000 drones. People are looking forward to that. Sunday's Grey Cup football game kicks off at BC Place, 3 p.m., and there'll be all kinds of game activities outside ahead of time as well, free shows, things like that. There'll be the Blue Bombers taking on the Toronto Argonauts. And on top of all that, there's a Canucks game.